producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
There we have it.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and or sort of bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do, friends. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account as well, friends. Also on Facebook, might I add, Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Mean not to confuse the message here, friends. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in anytime over the next hour, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is engineered hate. You do need to understand that all hate is motivated by hate. And hate equivalent, defined out, is crime. And when they talk about hate crimes, you need to understand that all crime is motivated by hate. I hope I made that very clear. And we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here after we highlight sonsoflibertymedia.com. Self-inflicted hate crimes, part one and part two. I'll try to get them all in there. But I'll give you case in point, just to put a little salt on your tongue. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told the police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Can you say, Elliot stepped in it, folks? Self-inflicted hate crimes. Keep in mind, friends, it's all contrived. It's all engineered. They're trying to create themselves to be the victims of something that does not exist. But when in fact, friends, you'll find that they are the ones perpetuating the crimes. I'm even going to go to the premise of what hate crimes is based off of. And I'm going to show you that's completely fabricated and it's a farce too as well. But again, keep in mind that all hate is engineered. Also, I'd like to throw this at the people that have been responding on sonsoflibertymedia.com and leaving their two cents and comments on the website, because I know that I'm preaching into community colleges across the United States of America. I just have one question for you. Since when did hate ever tell the truth? That's all I want to ask you. Since when did hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't. Love does that. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sexual predator threatens rape as Houston bathroom ordinances face voters. Folks, they want to allow boys to go into girls' bathrooms and girls to go into boys' bathrooms because they're confused, because they have put themselves in a reprobate state. They refuse to see what the Word of God declares, and they commit crimes against nature, which are against the law in this country. But we have homosexuals and lesbians in government today that are advocating all these homosexual crimes. Folks, from transgenderism to lesbianism to homosexuality, the next thing is pedophilia. And don't doubt me, friends. Don't doubt me, because it's already coming down the tubes. And I don't know about you, but the people I know, they won't tolerate even the thought of what these people mean to advocate. But sonsoflibertymedia.com, sexual predator threatens rape as Houston bathroom ordinances face voters. Just think about that, friends. Just think about that. They threaten rape when they get their way, say they. Check it out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama's unconstitutional Department of Education demands boys, listen to this, friends, demands boys to be able to access girls' shower facilities. Folks, this is about demoralizing the next generation so they can rule over them. This is what tyrants do. Because if I can entertain you and demoralize you in the same step, give people a piece of bread and entertain them, I can do whatever I want to do with them. Don't forget that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. America not dead yet. We are fighting a winnable war. Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Doctor-assisted tyranny asking about guns. That's rather intrusive, is it not, friends? And by the way, P.S., posted note, posted script, it's none of their business. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and you need to tell them it's none of their business. And put them in a position of feeling uncomfortable about being unlawful in the manner in which they are acting. Very intrusive and unlawfully, friends, might I add. Black professor calls white police racist. The problem with that is the dash cam footage proves her to be a liar. What is this all about, friends? Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Nothing new under the sun. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Because Americans stood up in the state of Texas, namely in the city of Houston, voters put the smackdown on the lesbian mayor and perverted hero bathroom bill. Folks, that bathroom bill. I mean, where are they getting the time to try to advocate transgenderism and by creating bathrooms for both man and woman at the same time? These are your representatives, friends, that are being paid on your backs, on your labor, on your tax dollars. This is ridiculous. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 21 facts about the explosive growth of poverty in America that will blow your mind. Check it out. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama handles reporters by locking them in sheds, closets, prisons, but mocks GOP's CNBC criticism. Folks, keep in mind, the Democrats and the GOP, also keep in mind, friends, this is nothing but leading the opposition. They're two sides of the same coin. Don't forget that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this, friends. New Prime Minister of Canada bringing in 25,000 unscreened Muslims who hate Christians and Jews. Wow, what? A new Prime Minister of Canada. This is happening in America. So the joke is on those that accept it. That's what I'm laughing about. But the new Prime Minister of Canada bringing in 25,000 unscreened Muslims who hate Christians and Jews. Folks, can you say, what a stooge? What a stooge. He's digging the pit that he himself is to fall into. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the real issues you won't hear about from the 2016 presidential candidates this election year. And one more, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Justice Kennedy compares Supreme Court to the Nazis. This came right out of the horse's mouth, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to self-created hate crimes.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime, 1-866-582-9933. I noticed on sonsoflibertymedia.com we got about 423 comments. And, of course, we're preaching into the college students where these young people, you know, they know everything already, so you can't tell them anything except they're socialist professors. And so when you begin to tell them the truth, they listen to their professors rather than doing their own due diligence to define the word hate and love in parallel and making the contrast. Well, they fail to make distinctions. So what they do is they put on their hater and this, that, and the other thing about hate, and that's all you guys are doing, hating on everybody. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is when you do your homework, you'll find out that hate tells the lies. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. And basically what they're talking about is hating those that are being exposed for their crimes, for their violations of the laws of our constitutional republic in this country. They don't like the fact. See, folks, you need to understand they hate law. And they equate the enforcement of law to hate. And when you make reference to the law, then you're a hater. Just ask Jesus. That's why he was crucified. Remember when he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. It hated me before it hated you." See, they don't understand what real love is. And to tell the truth now, they call that hate. And it sickens me to no end, because when you look at what's going on in this country, they advocate the lie more than they do the truth. In other words, what they're doing is they're helping advance darkness to basically squelch out all the light that they have left. And they do it to their own demise. So let me bring it to a couple analogies, real life. And for example, I'd like to talk about really quick, you know, hate crimes. What is it premised on? They don't, folks, these are the people that are making way for the radical jihadists in America as well. The homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram. And because I said that was hate too. And that's okay. I'm okay. I'm a big boy. I can handle this. But you're the one hating on the truth. And like it or not, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, like it or not. But it's interesting, when we go to the premise of what a hate crime is, I want you to listen carefully as to the definition of what a hate crime is, and then I'm going to go to created hate crimes and give you the premise in which they've laid hate crimes on, and then I'm also going to show you how they've contradicted themselves at every step of the way concerning hate crimes. The definition of a hate crime is, a hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm as motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation was just added, or physical or mental ability. But keep in mind that all crime is motivated by hate. They want to take it to thought police, friends. Okay? You guys have all heard of Matthew Shepard, right? Because when you look at the inception from the radical gay agenda and the engineering of a contrived lie, they used Matthew Shepard to premise their lie. Now, James Byrd Jr., who the hate crimes is named after, along with Matthew Shepard, James Byrd Jr. was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas in June of 1998. The men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him, then dragged Byrd behind a pickup truck along an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Byrd, at length, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an African-American cemetery. The same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for dead. This was portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was a homosexual, when in fact it was a bungled burglary, not motivated by hate. And recently, one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal meth during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. And do keep in mind that he was making advancements towards these that killed him. He was putting his hand on their legs. But during the trial, however, the killers remained silent about this issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. Going to the authorities, Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News, Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in the homicide. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to, said Ben Fritzen, is drugs and money and two punks that were looking for it. Why did they make it a hate crime, friends? Because they're engineering this. They're engineering. They're creating hate crimes. They're trying to protect themselves from the law that exposes them from their crimes and for their crimes against nature. Read Romans 1:21, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and 27 other references condemning the act, the abominable act of homosexuality. You need to understand that this is how they're advancing themselves, is by playing the victim, just like they did with Matthew Shepard. Now, to contradict himself, and I'll tell you what, there's nobody better to do it than Dan Savage, where he's the founder of It Gets Better, Barack Hussein Obama's appointed, who goes into journalism courses in Oregon and starts pulling up the Bible and saying it's nothing but a bunch of BS, while hundreds of the students stand up and walk out of the room. Well, he attacks Christians. Well, this is the guy that wrote a foreword to a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. He's daring the justice of God. He's transgressing God's commandments and his covenant. He's giving God the finger. He's asking for it, friends. And rest assured, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, like it or not. Like it or not. But this is the guy that said, concerning all of his political opposition. Now go back to what a hate crime is premised on, friends. They took James Byrd, the black dude, and they drug him behind a pickup until his arm and his head were completely severed. Well, Dan Savage said of his political opposition that he wants them dragged behind a pickup truck by a rope until there's nothing left but the rope. I mean, this is the guy that licks door handles to make sure his political opposition, that they get sick. folks, the one that is promoting hate. And yet, you young people that have the audacity to go to the website and fail to call in at any time to confront the issues, you want to go along to get along. What you don't understand is you're being used as a useful idiot to the demise of your own country by giving way to those that mean to commit crimes against you, first and foremost against God. And in every state statute in all 50 states of our union, the act of homosexuality is condemned. It is called an abomination. It is called crimes against nature in many states, directly quoted from the Bible. But folks, I was talking earlier about how this is all engineered. It is engineered. It's totally engineered. As a matter of fact, even if you go over to Chai Feldblum, who's an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by Barack Hussein Obama, the homosexual himself, she said, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance are permitted to flourish." They're trying to shut down those that expose them for their crimes. It's real simple. This is an attack on Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, okay? Freedom of speech. It's also an attack on our kids. Now, you say that that might be a little out there. No, it is not out there because, again, friends, go back to the facts. Barack Hussein Obama appointed Kevin Jennings as the safe school czar. Kevin Jennings is the founder of GLSEN, a homosexual organization that said to the Christians, F them. Okay? Why? Because they're the light that exposes his darkness. That's the light that reproves his darkness. That's the light that exposes his crimes against we the people in this country. And that's why they're called, again, friends, crimes against nature. Keep in mind, Kevin Jennings, his icon was none other than Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. Now, I don't want to hate on you useful idiots too much, but I do want you to understand I'm loving you enough to tell you the truth. But you need to understand that North American Man-Boy Love Association is seen in gay pride parades across America. And their motto is sex before eight, before it's too late. And if you think I'm way out there on that one, why don't you go to the NEA, who came up with the homosexual caucus, and that wasn't good enough. Now they have a drag queen caucus. You see where this is going? You're dealing with lawless people that mean to rule the roost, that mean to shut you down. Just ask Alina Kagan, the Supreme Court injustice who never judged a case a day in her life. But again, she was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama just in time as the fox in the chicken coop for what? Homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Oh, by the way, Alina Kagan, she's known for queerifying Harvard and attacking America's military. Folks, we're going to come right back to this. When gays are the haters, let's put it into perspective, because guess what? The gays are doing the hating.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was getting caught up in thought, and I was sharing with you. By the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, especially for all you brave ones that like to post on the site but don't want to call in and throw it out there for everybody to hear. 1-866-582-9933, talking about engineered hate, friends, because it is. I'd shared with you right before the break that the appointee, Barack Hussein Obama, appointed none other than Kevin Jennings, a radical homosexual from an organization, the president of the organization called GLSEN, who was responsible for writing a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. And I'm just setting the record straight for all those haters out there that call it hate when in fact it's love that tells the truth. But Kevin Jennings, he's the guy that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, they hold the shield, but they have the spear behind the shield. See, as they go on their little rampage. And furthermore, for all you haters out there that don't understand what's going on, if you haven't taken the time to read the Homosexual Manifesto by Michael Swift, February 15th through the 21st in 1987, this is a part of the congressional record, so Congress knows of this. But see, the problem is they're guilty as hell, literally, for the very crimes that we're talking about right now concerning crimes against nature, many of them. Well, the first sentence on the Gay Manifesto is, we shall sodomize your sons. Am I hating because I'm telling you the truth? No. They're doing the hating because they're the ones perpetuating the crimes. They're the ones committing the act. And they're the ones bringing forth the threat. Remember what the definition of a hate crime was. A threat. That they will be recast into our image, says the Homosexual Manifesto. The Homosexual Manifesto states that your sons shall be our minions and do our biddings. Enslave them. They threaten, friends, that those that oppose them would be stabbed in their cowardly hearts and that they would defile your dead, puny bodies. It also states that all churches that condemn the homosexual lifestyle will be closed. It states that they will rewrite history, history filled with your heterosexual lies and distortions. No, heterosexual concerning obedience to God and His moral law, which exposes their crime that they commit that they don't want to be uncovered for. By the way, if you look in John 15, this is exactly why they crucified Christ. He uncovered them. He exposed them for who they were, and they didn't like it. Homosexual Manifesto, written by Michael Swift in the Congressional Record, February 15th through the 21st. It ran in 1987. It also states that the whole letter is nothing but a threat to heterosexuals if you do not accept their illegal agenda. And folks, if you have not taken the time to see the video, go online, check out Homosexual Manifesto, and punch in Bradley Dean double E, and you'll see it. And you will be appalled, talking about engineered hate. They're creating the hate here, friends. I mean, folks, I could spend three shows just on the content that I have here. We even know concerning marriage, we find that they wanted to end marriage, so what did they do? Barney Franks was a sponsor of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, mandating you hire gays, H.R. 1913, Hate Crimes Prevention Act. In other words, if you don't hire them, then you hate. It's a crime, they're saying. They're rewriting the definitions of love and hate, friends. And you can see that even in the definitions of dictionaries from 1950 back to the 1828s and the 1913s. Check out the dictionaries. Go back to the older ones and then parallel them with the new definitions of the words. You'll find that they're watered down, and in some cases, they mean the exact opposite. Just telling all you haters in colleges to go do your homework rather than listen to the communist homosexual professor that hates Christians for who they are. But he fails to remember that the reason he's free is because of those that he hates. Barney Franks, the guy that said after the Don't Ask, Don't Tell was tore down by Barack Hussein Obama with the help of the radical homosexual himself, Barney Franks, who was indicted back in the 1998, friends, by a little boy named Paul Benazzi, who claimed that there was a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C., out of Boys Town, Nebraska, who was flown to Barney Franks' house on several occasions and sodomized in his basement at the age of 11 to 13 years old. Barney Franks was also the one that admitted back in the 80s that his house was being used as a homosexual prostitution ring. Concerning marriage again, friends, DOMA and its overthrow, John Berry, an appointed homosexual by Barack Hussein Obama's administration, he wants to help overthrow DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. John Berry said if we can get ENDA enacted and signed into law, it's only a matter of time before all the rest happens. Huh. Engineered hate, friends. Who's doing it? They are tearing down the law in the disguise that they are the enemies. And really what it comes down to, folks, what is exposing them? The law. And they hate the law. But they're calling you the haters, right? Well, without further ado, friends, because again, I can go on and on and on and on concerning the crimes and self-inflicted hate crimes. I want to give you a couple of them so you can understand exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to self-created hate crimes. There was a lesbian, Dana Morales, 22, the New Jersey waitress accused of lying about receiving an insulting note instead of a tip because she's gay, she said. According to her co-worker, Julie Howitt, Morales has a long history of lying and is always in need of sympathy and empathy. In addition to lying about receiving gay insults on a recent receipt, Dana Morales is also accused of lying about her military service, falsely telling friends that she had brain cancer and that her home was severely damaged by Superstorm Sandy. Every story she comes up with has a lie, Howitt told the Journal News. Any tragedy that happened, she had to be a part of it. She needed sympathy and empathy. A former classmate of Morales told the newspapers that you can't believe much of what she says. As a matter of fact, Morales allegedly also told friends that she somehow managed to survive an explosion that actually killed her entire platoon in Afghanistan. A U.S. Marine spokesman confirmed that the waitress served in the Marine Corps Reserve until May 2013, but there was no indication of combat service in Iraq or Afghanistan. As a matter of fact, Morales failed to fulfill her reserve obligations. The spokesman said the explosion left her with back injuries that required surgery and a couple months of recovery. Larkin said Morales told her employer, but never during her time off. Morales posted photos of herself on Facebook enjoying a trip to Florida with her girlfriend, they said. Wow. She was attempting to criminalize the innocent. That's exactly what the whole movement's about. And you better bet your bottom dollar, just like Chai Feldblum said, there's a government interest. This is government doing all of this. Mask off. They're doing it. They're engineering hate to make the innocent a criminal. Well, they attempt to gain the sympathy of the haters along with themselves. Engineered hate, friends, is what it comes down to. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report, but because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliott admitted to police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Folks, do you not see what's happening here? They hate the truth. They have to put themselves in a position where they gain the sympathy to tear down the laws. And who do they use? Useful idiots. Useful idiots. Now, considering that all crime, again, is motivated by hate, oftentimes you have to examine the allegations of the supposed hate crimes to make the distinction as to whom is doing the hating. And P.S., just for the record, I am still looking for a legitimate hate crime that's taken place in this country. Because time after time, incident after incident, they are found to be guilty of committing the crime themselves and then blaming the innocent for it. I'm trying to figure out what the problem is. I'm trying to figure out who's doing the hating here. And it doesn't take a whole lot of common sense to figure that much out. Folks, it seems today the more often than not that those that are decrying hate are the ones that are actually perpetuating the hate. They intend, through deceptive measures, to create monsters out of those who don't agree with their lifestyles or their political agendas and revert back to their carnal nature for distorted guidance. This way, in the end, as I've said, they can become the victim. Guilty as self-inflicted. Guilty as self-inflicted. But what happens when law enforcement looks a little deeper into the surfaced allegations to find out that the alleged victims were actually the ones contriving the fabricated crimes? Folks, I have yet to see one legitimate case where anybody ever committed a crime against a homosexual because they were gay. I want them. Send them to me. Show me. Because I, in the last 8 years in this country, the last 8 years that the American people have been under attack by the homosexual lobby, I have yet to find one legitimate case. One. I can show you a plethora of crimes against our children. I can show you a plethora of crimes of homosexual on homosexual committing crimes towards one another. But I can't find anybody picking on or committing a crime against a homosexual. Let me show you how far it goes. There's an infamous contrived hate crime of Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKinney College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. Ooh. How convenient, or was it? Her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, tires slashed. Profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. Now, the problem with their story was that the two students that saw her commit the crime, did you hear what I said? The problem with their story was there were two students that saw her commit the crime herself. Dunn lost her job and also went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud because she claimed that $1,700 worth of items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman that she herself was responsible for. Folks, we're going to come right back in just a couple minutes. I'm going to expose a couple more for you. Folks, engineered hate. Who's doing the hater? Who's doing the hating? Come on. Come on, haters. Who's doing the hating?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about engineered hate, friends. When somebody commits a crime, are they not responsible for the consequence of those crimes that they commit? Yep. But they're reconditioning and dumbing down and stupefying young people through colleges and through schools by force and oppressive measures. Again, friends, don't question what I'm telling you. Go ahead and do your own homework. You'll find out exactly what I'm telling you. If that wasn't the case, then why is everybody that stands up against the radical homosexuals, why is the state-controlled media and the narrative and the little bloggers, the little ground feeders, why is it that they're always attacking people that are making reference to the law? And then who's doing the hating? Who's doing the hating, friends? Law's there to liberate a people if obeyed, not the other way around. In Douglas County, oh, hey, by the way, I wanted to highlight this. You know the lady, Carrie Dunn at Claremont McKinney College? You know the one that vandalized her own car, smashed out her windows and slashed her own tires, put anti-Semitic graffiti, which covered the wreckage, that was spotted by two students watching her commit the crime, who lost her job and then went to prison for lying to federal investigators for insurance fraud? Isn't it interesting, folks, that she wasn't even Jewish? She's just hateful. These people hate themselves. They're condemned in self. Why? Because they reject the light that exposes their crime. Why? Lest their deed should be reproved. See, condemnation only goes to those and falls to those that hate the light. You know, when a cop enforces the law, you can call him all the names that you want to call him, but I'm glad he's there as long as he's on the side of the law, because it protects the rest of us. But when we have these useful idiots in colleges today that are listening to their homosexual or lesbian communist socialist professors, more than they're willing to actually go do due diligence and understand who they are and where they came from, they would understand who's doing the hating right then and there if they do that. But they don't do that. They're just these little useful idiots, these little minions that are doing whatever the professor tells them. And then what they do is they take on the offense of the professor or the corrupt in government, and then they begin to perpetuate a lie. Folks, the homosexuals aren't the victims in any sense of the word. Nowhere. Haven't seen it. I've seen them on attack since day one, though, and I'll tell you what, I was at the end aim of these radical homosexuals, namely Rachel Maddow. I'm sorry, Maddow from MSNBC, who didn't want to face the fire. She didn't do it once, she had to do it twice. But folks, again, you need to understand that law is there to protect. Law is there to liberate and to hold the peace down. But what happens when you let these little perverted reprobates loose? This is what they do. They attack the laws. They go inside of churches and take over pulpits and start kissing their lesbian partners. Which, if you'd like to see the videos, go to YouTube, Sons of Liberty Radio. Find them, folks. There's tons of them out there. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm just sick and tired of useful idiots talking about love when they know nothing of love, and then having those that understand love by calling them haters. It really jacks me up, makes me angry. Youth talk makes me mad. Let's go to Douglas County, Colorado. A lesbian couple called the police. And by the way, this is probably three or four that I've highlighted out of many across the country. Matter of fact, the bill that was just shot down in Texas, they ousted the mayor, the lesbian mayor, because they've had it with her. And secondly, she got up and she started talking about how we need to stop the hate. We need to stop the hate because we're not letting transvestites go into women's bathrooms. And transvestites go into men's bathrooms. That's their version of hate, friends. And this is what you're allowing by standing down and remaining silent in the face of this tyranny. But let's go over to Douglas County really quick, Colorado. A lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words "kill the gay" scrawled in a red cross, and the cross was across their garage and a noose hanging from their front door. Well, that's pretty extreme. Perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the good guys in the FBI involved, the authorities stated that the women themselves were responsible for committing the acts. Who's doing the hating? Folks, it's all engineered hate. They were charged with both criminal mischief and false reporting. One of the women, Amy Whitchurch, faced an additional charge of forgery. Boy, crime doesn't fall too far from their front door, does it? Nope. They both pleaded guilty to the charges. Now, I want to go back to the backbone and the rock of our message, going back to the Decalogue, the Torah. Because all scripture is based off of what? The apostles and the prophets. Deuteronomy 18:18, and so is your common law in this country. Deuteronomy 18:18 and verse 19 says, "And the judges shall make diligent inquisition," thank God for truth seekers, "and behold, if the witness be a false witness, like these homosexuals were and lesbians were, and hath testified falsely against his brother," that's exactly what they did, "then shall you do unto them as they had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you." See what happens when you tolerate a little leaven? It attempts to leaven the whole lump, does it not? And again, friends, we know the foxes spoil the vine, and that's exactly what they mean to do. And I want to take it a step forward, friends, because if you go and check out Kinsey, he was a zoologist in Indianapolis, in the state of Indiana. He was a sick, perverted, pedophile, homosexual to the nth degree. He was involved in child pornography, which is a major, major felony. This is what it's leading to, friends. And this is another show, too. How many human rights activists, pro-homosexuals, have we found that have actually partaken in child pornography, but the American people said, no, they're the victims, they can't help themselves. Oh, they can't help themselves until it's your kid, right? Or it's your son or your daughter, right? That's why we have law. To stop the crime, to prevent the crime, to expose the crime in the natural. But folks, that's another video I have out there. There's many people that are out there trying to ring the bell or blow the horn to warn you as to what's going on in this country. And folks, one more step. Who is promoting the hate? Barack Hussein Obama is promoting the hate. And his administration are promoting the hate. Who's been playing the race card since day one? Who's trying to turn the people against the cops in America more than Barack Hussein Obama and his administration? Who's doing the hating here, friends? And see, again, we have these useful idiots that are doing the hating because they haven't taken the time to do their own due diligence. I say to all you useful idiots that are so brave to go ahead and post on my site, all hour I've had the lines open for you. Where are you at? I don't understand. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Instead of putting up a sign stating stop, warning, or go this way, they took down the signs. Soon, a concerned committee got together and they said, we need to fix the problem. We need to remedy the problem. You know what they said? Let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And for those that are laughing right now, you rest assured you think the exact same way. You have been dummied down in this country. Prevention is better than cure. Magnifying the law is a good place to be, friends, because it prevents the crime. And the magnification under judgment of the execution of the law puts the fear of God in others not to commit the crimes. But America, you have been pushed so far backwards by the state-controlled narrative as if to believe that the homosexuals are actually the victim. Again, show me the money. Engineering hate is all they are doing, and it's all they have done because they mean to tear down the laws that protects. And it doesn't expose. They don't want the law there any longer that exposes them for who they are. And America, stand up and be the law that God has called you to be.
That's right. We need to stand up. We need to not be afraid to stand where others don't stand and they're not willing to shine the light of truth that bears nothing upon the actions that we do ourselves. And one way that you can shine that light of truth is by supporting this work, which is consistently shining that light 6 days a week on the radio program and through events across America. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support this work. For those of you who are already sons and daughters of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough for your support and making sure that this message is shined all throughout America. We're talking north, south, east, and west, but we cannot do this without your support. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button again that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you consistently support this work on a monthly basis. If you'd like to make a one-time donation there as well, you also can do that. All your donations are tax-deductible, and we completely appreciate your support.
And I wanted to add this to bring the show to a closure here. Thaddeus Stevens during the debate of the 14th Amendment, because I'm sure I have one of these little useful idiots that thinks he knows the law better than the rest of us, but here I have it again in my hands. Thaddeus Stevens during the debate of the 14th Amendment said, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic where ruled by law, the empire of laws, not by opinion, but what rose from merit and conduct. What do men take on? Because men will be held responsible for the consequences. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time.
However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.